Musicians in Kenya want their radios back. Actually, they want to be back on the radio more than, say, Taylor Swift or artists from neighboring countries. NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Nairobi that they're pushing for a law that would force radio stations to play a majority Kenyan music.
Nixon Wasonga, who produces and raps under the name Visita, helped create what he calls the Kenyan sound. It's based on a drum rhythm called benga.
Something like that, you know.
But overlaid with Swahili rap and dancehall beats, you get something like this. Hivo Ndio Kuna Ndanga, or That's How It Goes, rose to number one in Kenya when it came out 2 years ago from Visita's record label, Grandpa Records. Grandpa Records' 34-year-old CEO, Yusuf Noah, stage name Rafiga, says he wants more Kenyan artists to have a chance at stardom.
I want to have more local songs in the chart.
The way to do that, he says, is legislation, forcing radio stations to play 70% Kenyan music. There is a law like that in South Africa. 55% of content on community and public TV and radio stations has to be local from South Africa.
Or even Nigeria, they have a law. 70% of the music that must be played is their local. 70% of the movies on their TV station, it's local because it creates even work.
So far, this proposal has not gotten much further than a meeting between the artists and the Ministry of Culture. But the government is banking on working artists. By the year 2030, Kenya is projecting that 10% of its GDP will come from, quote, copyright-related industries, like film, art, publishing, and music. Isaac Rutenberg is the director of the Center for Intellectual Property and Information Technology at Strathmore Law School in Nairobi. He says a 70% local rule would be a huge boost to the arts. But protectionist policies are contagious.
When one country does something like that, a neighboring country retaliates with something similar. So, at some level, you will end up with smaller segmented markets that are not looking abroad, but are really focused at home.
In many ways, this is already happening. Kenyan musicians see a bigger threat from Nigerian artists than Western. South African musicians say their protectionist policy isn't strong enough. They're pushing for a 10% increase in local content minimums. But the whole concept of protectionism can feel a bit retrograde in an era of laptop studios and YouTube when almost every kind of music is available to almost everyone to reproduce. In fact, the track that the producer Visita was working on when I arrived was straight up country pop. Open my windows, let the sun shine in, shine in. Now, there is nothing distinctively Kenyan about this tune except it's Kenyan singers and Kenyan musicians produced in a Kenyan studio. And that, says Rafiga, is exactly the point. Protecting local artists isn't about preserving local culture at the expense of global or focusing artists inward. It's about the industry.
We are a young industry, and we want to grow, and we want to employ more people. And how will we do that?
By making more Kenyan pop stars, he says, with a little government help. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.